All right, let's start this show. This 8:49. Yes, 8:49. All day, 8:49. Here we go. Count around, around.
2, 3, 1.
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
All right, that's pretty good. That's the best one yet.
Pizza, pizza.
Showtime!
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a little thing tech show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cat, get up your ass. Ain't no fuddy duddies that'll lick it bad. For the streaming, go to like the DLNGS.org. And the IC channel is a LinuxLink.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the castle's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 849 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Pat.
Fuck cheaper than dirt.
We have Joel.
Good evening.
We have Joe.
Hey.
Yeah. I got some interesting stuff. That happened this week. Relatively interesting. I mean, aside from the end of the world.
Another world as we know it.
This is interesting. Now, I had two problems, and I think, if I recall, and maybe you might remember, I think I had a similar problem a while ago. But what had happened, right? I was in the process of making sure all of our pipeline, continuous integration pipeline scripts, we're using our new CI container. And it's the CI container that we have is like kind of like our base container is a Node.js container. It's based off of Debian Buster, and it runs Node 12.16. Well, the 12 branch is what it runs. We have moved from that. Our previous container was a CentOS-based container. And so our testing container is built from our base. And then our CI is also built from our testing container, but includes a bunch of other things in there that we need specifically for what jobs we run in our continuous integration environment, which is Jenkins. And a couple of our jobs we have is we have a way to determine which active region is, well, which region we have is active. Like in our staging and production environment, we have an east and west environment. And we settled upon a JSON file that's stored up in Google Cloud storage. And the reason why that was chosen is because we were concerned about the availability of some of our other services. Like we could have put it in Couchbase, but given that we have Couchbase in the east and west environment, if the environment that we'd say go down, east or west, and you wouldn't be able to communicate with that environment. Now, let's say it was the west that went down, east would be fine and recognize that west down and switch over, and it would update Couchbase with that. But the west side of things wouldn't know that, like, it would know that it's having a problem, would be down, but Couchbase, it wouldn't be able to access Couchbase. And we were concerned it would cause all sorts of problems, not having that reliability. But Google Cloud Storage is available multi-region and was the best fit to be able to integrate that with all our other solutions. So the way that we manage that is to update that file is through our integration. We have a Jenkins job that does that, that uses our CI container to write that value to the region when we want to switch. Like, this is not used when there's an actual problem. Right. This is more or less what our deployment scheme is like a what is that called? Blue green, I think it is. Where not blue green, red black. Where we deploy to the passive region, switch traffic over to the passive after testing, and then deploy to the formerly passive region, which is, well, formerly active region, which is now passive. And so then next time we deploy then to that passive, make it active, and then deploy to the new passive. But this is used, the script that we have is used in many different locations for easily determining which region is active. So if somebody wants to run a job to manage data, then they can tell, you know, just the passive region or the active region, and it will do what it takes to read that value and then automatically run it in one of those two regions. So the way that we carry that over to be able to pull that value out of Google Cloud Storage is to put the credentials into the container. And one of the ways that some have settled on doing that was to pull the values out of Vault, the secrets out of Vault, HashiCorp Vault, and then echo them. Well, they're set in environmental variables then to the container, pass to the container, or to build variable, I'm sorry, build arguments, pass to the container, which then writes the credentials out to the GCP underscore, I forget what the name of the file is, credentials file, which is in the home directory. So if you have a .gcp underscore credentials file, it'll read those for authenticating to Google Cloud Storage when you run, or Google Cloud SDK, when you run any commands in there. You can activate it that way. So what it does is it writes that GCP underscore credentials file, executes the gcloud activate service account command using that key file, authenticates, and you're able to go. Now, when I switched over to the new container, it broke. And what would happen is building the new container, it would get to the point where it's going to run gcloud activate the service account, and it would say that the key was invalid, right? So I would pull the key, get all the information locally, and run it, and it would work fine. And then I'd go into the container, and I look at it, and the oddest thing was happening. It was stripping out the new line characters and replacing them with actual new lines. So, you know, the backslash N for new line. 'Cause the Google Cloud credentials needs to have the key in there, the certificate or the key. It uses a certificate. And it, when you put it in a JSON file like that, you can't have line breaks in there. So you have to substitute the actual line break character backslash N in there instead of a line break, or it messes up trying to read the key. So what was happening was the echo command was stripping out the new line character and putting an actual line break in there. And I was like, this doesn't make any sense. Why is it doing it? And I would run that command manually and it wouldn't do it. And if you've ever tried to get the, like, you can't run echo dash dash help because it interprets dash dash help as something you want to echo. But you can run help echo. And I would do that. And it would tell me if I don't want it to interpret backslash special characters, use the dash capital E. If I do, it's like dash E. And I tried using with dash capital E, and it still did it, right? It made no sense to me. I beat my head against the wall for this for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And I'm like, this is crazy. I then supplied the full path to the echo command, and that which is in user bin echo. No, it was bin echo, right? And I think bin is now a symlink to all the stuff in user bin, because they changed that a few years ago, but there is still technically a bin. I'd have to confirm that. Anyway, it didn't make sense. Like, it wasn't, it's still, I don't know if it was working or not, but what it turns out is that when Docker runs commands in a Docker build file, and if you have a run command in there, it uses bin sh instead of bin bash. So it's not using bash to begin with. And I'm not sure how or what it is that triggers this, but the sh command was using a built-in echo as opposed to the echo command that was installed on the system. And it caused a lot of problems for me. The CentOS command, like, it wasn't capturing, as far as I could tell, SH, or the built-in SH for the built-in echo for the shell wasn't interpreting slashes. So I'm not sure exactly where the failure is on that, like where the disconnect between CentOS and Debian was. But when I figured that out, now you can specifically tell Docker to use bash instead of sh by telling it to run the commands using bash, but there's no way to change the default behavior of Docker to use bash for everything. It's hard-coded in there to use sh. Have you ever run into that problem, Joe? Joe left us. But I think
I'm still here. Hold on. I just had to get back to my keyboard real quick. No, I have not actually run into that problem where sh was the built-in sh was preventing it from using the system's bash.
No, it was the sh shell was using echo, its own built-in echo, as opposed to the echo command that was installed in bin, like at bin echo.
No, I don't think I've run across that before.
It was really bizarre, and I feel like I ran into that problem and discussed it on the show at some point a while ago. But it took me a while. Like after I started playing around with different things, I'm like, man, I really think I know what's going on here, but I'm not sure why. Like, what is the difference between Debian and CentOS where this would occur? So that was annoying. Once I solved that problem, I was like, this is good stuff. Then I ran into another problem, right? That it would write it correctly, but then when it would go to it would authenticate, write it correctly and authenticate, everything was fine when it built the image. Then when it ran the image, it couldn't connect anymore. It was like it didn't authenticate. It hadn't persisted the authentication like it was supposed to, like it had done in the past. What had happened? This is a bigger one. So it took a while and another person to help me out with this, figure this out. But I was running the command and then I log in to the container, run the container, and I would go look at the credentials file. And it wasn't there, right? And I would see it, write the credentials file and activate the credentials file, but the credentials file wasn't there in the container. And I went back and forth with this for a little while, and the guy, you know, who I was helping, he's like, well, wait a minute, look at up in Quay. So Quay has this nice little thing that if you look at a container in Quay, it will break it down when you look at how it was built. It'll break it down into the stages and what was done in the individual stages for a container. So when you build a container, right, if you update that container, as you continue to update it, it doesn't just like create a brand new container. It will update different stages within that container. So if there's something that happened in a previous stage that is not being replaced, it'll just continue to use that stage from the previous container and then write the changes into later stages. So you kind of have a history of your changes in the stages as you go along, you know, updating this container. And we can see in that container from its initial build that the root directory, which is where this credentials were being stored, was mounted in a volume that was specified in the Docker build file, apparently. So what that means is if you declare a volume in your Docker build file, anything that gets done in that volume will persist during the build. But once the build process is completed, anything that's in that volume is thrown away. So the root home directory, when it was activating the service account, writing the credentials and activating the service account, was then throwing that home directory away, and it would just be back to what it was before all that stuff, the volume was created. And I was sitting there scratching my head for like an hour and a half on that too. I'm like, how is this happening? This doesn't make any sense, because I'm like looking at my build script that I've been using, and it doesn't have a volume, doesn't specify a volume in there. And so I'm like, well, wait a minute. I remember when I first wrote this script, I needed to get the Google Cloud SDK in there. So I followed the Docker build file for Google Cloud SDK, which recreated a volume under root for getting stuff installed and configured in here. And I was like, oh shit, I did put that in there back when I first built this, but then I later removed it. That must be what's being retained. And I went through and I looked and I looked and I recreated this image, and it was like working locally, but then it wasn't working remotely. And I'm like, how is this still happening? And dumbass figured out after about, putting all this together again, that I had two containers up in Quay. One was called authoring CI base. And the other one was called authoring Node.js CI. And the Node.js CI was the newer one that I was building, but the authoring CI base was the old one, which was busted and didn't, that had that problem that I built on something with using the root volume config. And man, I was just like, holy shit, I've been sitting here running this again with the wrong container. So one was like this weird Debian error. The other one was this stupid like misconfiguration on my part, which is like, hey, make sure when you're done with testing something and you don't want it anymore, get rid of it so you don't fuck up like I did. You know what I'm saying, Joel? Know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that had me going. Like, I spent all day Monday trying to fix those problems, and it was just really, but we got it fixed, man. Now it's running like lightning. Damn.
That always makes you happy.
It does. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was really me. So I another interesting thing like happened to us last week. Like I had sent Couchbase a message and said, hey, to their support, which we pay for, look, We're trying to get Node 12, which has been out almost a year now, is the current long-term support release. We want to get Node 12 working, but you guys, for your Couchbase Couch Node module, never released a binary for Node 12, right? In this whole year that it's been out, you haven't released a binary. And what ends up happening is when you pull the Couchbase Node.js module in, and it doesn't find a binary for your operating system and the version of Node that you're using, it has to compile it. And that takes like a good chunk of time, right? It could take like 5 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes. And so it uses pre-build, which if you check out the node binaries, the node sources for Couchbase, you can build your own binaries and you have the ability to override where it pulls the binaries from in the .mpmrc file. Pre-build allows you to do that. If you put a configuration in there, it tells it where to look for the Couchbase binaries. But it has to follow a specific format. It has to be like the binary name, which is Couchbase, and then slash... the directory structure has to be like slash V for version, and then the version of node, I'm sorry, the version of the module that you're using. So in our case, it was like version 2.6.9 and or 2.6.10. And in there, you have to put in those directories the binary. But you could, like I said, we put them up in Artifactory, and you could build it. And so I have built the binaries, and I put them up in Artifact, and they worked for OS X, but they weren't working for Linux, and it didn't make any sense. I realized the problem was that I had to use their build script instead of building them through pre-build myself, which was that was another interesting thing that took a while to figure out, because it just for something wasn't being written properly when I built them without using their script, so it wasn't detecting everything properly. Fun stuff, man. Fun stuff.
Dan. Did yes. you get a 3D printer?
No, I didn't. Did you?
What's that noise?
Oh, that's... the heater came back on. I got to go shut it off. I didn't... It hasn't been on all day today. Now we're doing a show. It's got to turn itself on.
What's this heat thing you speak of?
Sometimes in southeastern coastal Virginia, the temperature drops below a certain point, like 70 degrees or 60. And in once it hits like 70 degrees in the house, it kicks on the heater. You wouldn't understand that because what, it doesn't drop below 80 where you live, right?
Yeah, just about. Actually, I think it's 75 right now. It's like low humidity out. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's just gorgeous. Now, if we only had food.
What I'll do is I'll be right back. I'm going to go shut this off. I'll be right back.
Want to make sure Dan stays cold.
Mm-hmm. So price gouging, have you guys seen it?
I heard, what is it, Cheaper Than Dirt is gouging on the ammo? Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck them. They pulled the same crap after, you know, Newtown.
They're off my list.
Yeah, I'm never going to buy anything
from
them.
I didn't know about Newtown, but I'm out.
No price gouging, but I have seen, like, went to Kroger's Saturday after we got back from vacation to pick some things up because, you know, hey, we were on vacation when all this crap really happened.
All the crap hit the fan?
When all the closures started to happen and all the run on the TP happened. And other than TP and a few other things that I couldn't get, I still was able to get, you know, enough that, you know, we're fine, you know. But I was talking to the cashier, and she said that she's had lots of stuff happen to her, like people throwing dog food at her. Now, I don't know if it's canned dog food or if they just opened up a bag and started whipping it at her or what it is. But people are getting pissed off because people are assholes and go and buy five times the amount of toilet paper you need, you know, or things like that. But then other than the paper products, which I'm still trying to figure that one out, but I guess I never will. Things I noticed that were just gone, pretty much anything cheap, the ramen, the big old boxes of ramen, gone. Instant mac and cheese, gone. All right. Just all this stuff that you know, normally there's just tons and tons of.
It's interesting
gone.
By me, they cleaned out all the meat and all the frozen vegetables.
I've seen that too, yeah. I've seen meat gone.
And the paper products and cleaners.
Yeah. That,
paper products and the cleaners were the first things to go, but yep. The last wave was like the meat and the frozen vegetables.
Yep, and I've seen that as well, although in most cases.
The produce aisle, which was in real great shape, the only thing they took out of the produce aisle?
Bag salads. That's what they took out of Mars, bag salads. That they were gone too.
Are you using an unpowered USB hub, Pat?
Yeah, your noise, not but noise, Pat.
Yeah, we got some noise coming in.
Maybe it's your bandwidth.
I don't know, but he'd be like Robling or Cyloning if it was
bandwidth. Right. That's why I was thinking unpowered hub.
Yeah.
So Saturday, I went to Costco by me. So it's a Costco in Palm Beach on Lake. Why can't I remember that? North Lake. That's it, North Lake. And the line was across the front of the building, all the way to the edge. And apparently, this is 11 a.m. on Saturday, and I probably got in 5 or 10 minutes. They didn't have toilet paper. I got whatever I wanted. It didn't seem like they were short on anything. My wife went back Sunday. She was able to get some toilet paper. But the local supermarket, Super Walmart, they're really bare. I'm very shocked. Like, there were steaks, barely any chicken, a lot of frozen food gone. And, you know, I have hurricane prep food. I have long-term storage prep food. I would be good for a month. You know, as far as food goes, if there was no food, period. But, you know, I just want to eat a regular thing for dinner, you know. I don't want to start, going into that kind of food yet.
There's plenty of rabbits in my neighborhood.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's so many rabbits on my property, it's ridiculous. Good thing I got 1,500 rounds of 22 Win Mag.
Well, with rabbits, you know, it's not always best to shoot them. Just set up some snares.
Mm-hmm. Learn how to do a figure four. So, let's see. I just got the update. Dwine's closed the BMVs.
What's a BMV?
Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
Oh,
that's what they call it here.
Around here.
Yeah, that's what they call it here. Yeah,
it's the BMV here. Bowel movement volume? What? Bowel movement van.
So the bad part is my birthday's in April, which means I may have to, I don't know, I have to double check. I think my license is still good, so I'll probably just get the plates and wait until they open back up, because the bad part is I have to wait till they open back up, because I need to get the TSA-approved license.
Well, I got mine. So, I got mine in the mail the other day.
I got mine like 5 years ago in Florida. They're doing all the threatening. You won't be able to fly, blah, blah, blah. And the pisser offer is you had to pay as though you were getting a brand new license, even though my license wasn't going to expire for 4 freaking years. They didn't just add that on. I'm like, really? You're dicking me out of this money, right?
Well, I know the other part with that too is that you can only really renew that one in person, because you have to show them the documents that you need, like birth certificate and a couple other things, I think.
Oh, that's an ongoing thing? I thought that was a one-time only.
No, just that one time, and I've never done that yet. Mine, when it was up, I'm trying to remember when I didn't really know about it until like a year or so ago. So, but I looked at my license and it didn't expire until 2021. So, unfortunately, I do have to do it before it expires, but I'm not going to lose that much on it. So,
my wife went to do that on her birthday. This is both of ours had to be like our license expired on our birthdays, and we have to get the real ID by this year, if whatever. Yeah. But she went in and they would not accept her marriage certificate.
Really?
For her name change, because it was signed by the priest who did, not the pastor who did, like, did the. Filled out the marriage certificate, like, if this is the one she's been using all along, and they're like, no, you have to go back to the state of Pennsylvania and get their copy of the certificate, get that and come back in.
Serious?
Because that's ridiculous. I'm like, boy, I'm not gonna fuck this up, because I pull out my license and I'm like, this has my old address on it, and I have a address change card issued by the DMV, but and then I'm like, well, I'm going to bring two other proofs of address of where I live just to be on the safe side. And sure enough, they would not accept that address card, that address change card, even though it was from them.
But blame Virginia.
I don't know. I brought in other stuff. So I had backups of everything just to be safe because I didn't want to go back there again another day.
Yep. Yep.
Then they take like the picture and say they'll mail it to you.
Yep. Well, I believe that's actually the law. We used to be able to go in there, renew, and get our – if we wanted a picture redid, they would redo our picture, and then they would just hand it to us here there in a few minutes as soon as it came off the laminate.
Right.
Not anymore. Not anymore. They had to centralize it all. But now I can still renew my sticker online for my cars. So that's probably what I'll end up doing just so that I have that. The other part, though, is Luke is probably more affected because he loses his Cinderella license here after his birthday this year because he'll be 21. So instead of having the vertical license, he'll have the horizontal one. So. But I think they're going to be they're telling the police to just be nice, to be a bit more selective in this time with the pandemic and all that, which I should hope so. But sure as heck wasn't that way on the way back. I made a boo-boo on the way back and I got pulled over for it. There was a policeman on the right-hand side had somebody pulled over. And I didn't move over in the left-hand lane, and there was another one right behind him, and he pulled me over. So, oh well.
Okay, so the Florida regulation on that is you can pull over or go 20 miles an hour slower than the speed limit, which I think is kind of stupid, because if it's 70 miles an hour, it'd be 50. And if it's 50 right. miles an hour, it'd be 30.
In both cases, if you hit the police officer, he's going to be dead.
I actually saw this. I was driving up to Gainesville, Florida, and this cop had somebody pulled over. He's in the car. He wasn't going to get out of the car again. He was just writing his notes before he pulled away. A tractor trailer had no opportunity to get into the left lane, two-lane highway. He was totally blocked from getting over. Cop pulled the guy over. It's like, dude, you're in your car. You're not doing, there's no risk.
It makes me wish I had a dash cam. It makes me wish I would have had a dash cam that I could do that.
If I was rolling a dash cam, I would have pulled over and gave it to the trucker right there.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if I could actually get over. I mean, that there was a bunch of traffic, so it's like But I'm like, and this is time when they started ramping up some of these closures and stuff. Now they had closed the. Luckily, we were able to spend our whole time down at Great Wolf Lodge. They didn't close it until Sunday, but and I felt safe there. I knew we were going to get sick or nothing because they had the water has like a metric ton of chlorine in it. So I mean, it's not gonna the virus will not live in that. and they're recycling the water. There is still water in that place that would be very surprising to me because I think every single area had water circulating in it somewhere, that was a good time. But it's like, I'm like, man, with all this stuff going on, you're going to pull me over for that? It's not like I was going to hit you because I wasn't. But, I get it. It's the law. I screwed up. I paid the $165 fine. Yay. But it took them 3 days to get into their online system so it could actually pay it.
Yeah, if I get a ticket, I know.
What I would have liked to have done is hand a damn cop the freaking credit card and say, here you go.
No, you can't do that.
No, that would require the cop have too much responsibility, I guess.
That makes embezzlement too easy.
Well, that too, yeah. But... Anyway, but it's like, come on, like how long does it take to get in your freaking court system? So that, I mean, right. It shouldn't take that long. It's like,
I want to be able to get back to the house after he enters it into his computer in the car and pay.
Yep. Absolutely, it's the way it should be. But nope.
You know, it's, I hate to say it, all right, speeding is definitely a revenueing thing.
Oh, yeah.
But the cops do die on the side of the road.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it happens. But again, if it's one thing if it's a distracted driver going all over the line. That's one thing. It's another thing if the cop isn't paying attention and steps into the road.
Yep.
And, you know, I think we... Well, this is how I taught my daughter to drive, is understand what the potential threats are to you getting into an accident. Analyze the threats. What is the current threat right now? And she's been doing really good. I'm very proud of her.
Yeah, even worse, though, was where these guys were pulled off. It was, like, on an off-ramp going into, like a closed way station or something like that. So he was way over. It's like, and he still got me. I'm like, okay, fine. I'm not going to – it's not worth my time and effort to go down to Clinton County at this point and do it. I just paid it. I'm like – forget it. 2 points on my license, too.
How I was always taught to think about it was, if you get pulled over, even if you weren't doing something that time, don't fight it, don't argue with it, don't complain. How many times have you actually done something stupid on the road and not got caught?
Yeah, that's the way I figure it, too.
Every time I turn the key, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I know, right? You know, or like, you know, like you missed, maybe you, are in the wrong lane too long, and you cross that white line so that you can make your exit, you know, or something like that. You know, how often do you do that? I would say probably once a month or so, maybe. You know, it just depends where I'm at. Yeah.
So you have to practice your offensive driving. It's the only way to get from point A to point B.
Some days, yes.
No, every day. It's combat out on that road,
dude. I drive like NASCAR. They don't get out of my way, I tap them.
No, they don't drive no more either.
You'd get along real well in Dallas, then.
No, yeah, Dallas, oh drive. My gosh, all the effing toll roads? No, that place.
But you can avoid the toll roads. It is possible to avoid the toll roads.
You can. It's pretty easy to avoid them. Yeah,
especially with the help of Google.
I was listening to something. I don't remember which podcast it was. I was listening to a podcast, and they were comparing traffic. And he said Dallas hardly had any traffic. I'm like, are you nuts?
Yeah, I'd have called him out on that crap.
Yeah, I mean, is it Dallas as bad as L.A.? No, it's not as bad as L.A. But it is. Well, Dallas LA, has more traffic than Columbus.
You get more of that bumper to bumper. Now, you do get some bumper to bumper here. What you really get here is fast-moving psychos.
Yes. Yes, or like now here one of my most favorite times, the one I basically broke down laughing in the car is, back in 2017, I was on the way from Pocahontas, Arkansas, to the Memphis airport, which was the closest international airport I can fly into at the time, for a client thing, and that day they were getting snow, and snow in the south, you know, forget it, you know, so, and it wasn't that much, it was like maybe an inch or two, all right. So, I leave at 5 in the morning so I can make my flight in time. Of course, it ended up getting delayed anyway, but that's beside the point. So, I'm here driving along. It's dark, you know, because it's, you know, I think it's like, I'm trying to remember. I think it was either January or February. So, I pass this one truck, and then not too much later down the road, he passes me again. And then I pass him again. Then I look in my rearview mirror, and he's doing 360s across the freeway. And I just started cracking up laughing. I'm like, see, you can't drive that 4x4 in the snow like that. I don't care if you got four-wheel drive or not. You can't, you know, you can't go fast in snow. But I just cracked up laughing. I'm like, I just shake my head. I'm like, you're nuts. I'm like... Hope you didn't damage nothing, but but yeah, people are nuts. Driving people are nuts, you know. But then there's the when people get stressed, you know, it's and they have been around lately with this, but you know, yeah. But I've been doing pretty good at kind of only going out if I need to. Monday I went for a walk instead of the gym, since I probably could have gone to the gym Monday because it didn't close till Monday night. Yeah.
That smoking hot personal trainer.
Well, there you go. But yeah, and then a friend of mine says, "Oh, they're doing Planet Fitness is doing things online." It's like, I don't care. I'm not gonna do their thing. I'd much prefer just getting on a treadmill or the art trainer and then watching stuff on my phone.
I'll tell you, yeah, that's I miss the elliptical.
Yep.
That got me quieter, but it is definitely not as good as the step machine.
Oh, no. No. Well, not to mention, in fact, any of the ones that are reasonably priced for the home units are nowhere near the quality of what you can find in a gym. I mean, they're all, you know, they're cheap, you know. And, but I'm down 41 pounds total since the start of, yeah, since my heaviest. So I was, I don't want to say it, and now I'm embarrassed to say it, I was 381. I was getting real scarily close to 400, and now I'm 341. So
I think my heaviest was 265.
Yep. I'm going to keep on going, and I'm doing as best as I can with all things considering. So now hopefully next week I get more walks in. But
and yesterday when I weighed myself, I was at 232, so I had gone back up to about 240 for a while, so I'm coming back down again.
And it's amazing, but last week when I went down to Great Wolf Lodge, we had like a food allowance on our package and stuff that we had, at least for the one day, for the Friday. Saturday we were, or Thursday we were kind of on our own, and so we went and ate at one of the restaurants there. And it, keep in mind that now that I know this, I don't think we'll probably go again. But it's Great Wolf Lodge, and there are many of them around the country. It's more kids for kids than it is for adults, for sure. And it's definitely not as great for 21-year-olds. I mean, you can still do quite a bit. I mean, there's like a way pool and stuff, you know, but it's definitely kiddie oriented. So the name of the restaurant we ate there was called the Loose Moose Cottage. And it's essentially a buffet. So we ate dinner Thursday that we paid out our own pockets, and then we had our $90 food allowance. So we ate some pizza at lunch, and then Loose Moose for breakfast and for dinner. And amazingly enough, I did not gain any weight. Must have been all the floating around and wading around the pool. I don't know, but
wait, you're in a coronavirus pool?
No, there's chlorine in it. Coronavirus can't live in chlorine.
Are you serious?
Chlorinated water. Yeah, it can't live in chlorinated water.
But what does live in chlorine?
About everything else. But
see, I don't know. Since I don't go in my own pool, I really don't want to go in anybody else's pool.
Probably, before their closure, they did have a thing on their website, and they said that with their systems, coronaviruses cannot live. There's enough chlorine and chlorine or bromine. I don't know what I'm fairly certain that this place had chlorine because I can certainly smell it. There was a ton of it in it.
Yep. Okay. But if you smell it, it's there.
But yeah, so bromine has a different kind of a wang to it, and I've been in pools with bromine, and I actually much prefer them because it's definitely much easier on the eyes than chlorine is. So if you're putting a pool in at home,
Pat, you buy any ammo?
I've heard there's been runs on ammo.
I got some Federal from Bass Pro. It wasn't inflated, and they have 2-day shipping.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I need is exotic stuff that I shoot very little.
Yeah, that stuff is not selling. It's all the common shit that's going 308, 5.56, 9mm.
I'm sure you have more than me, but I got a lot.
Yeah, I'm handling all that stuff. Now, I've been reloading too, you know.
One kind of cool thing is, and I did not know I was going to get this, but apparently I got a bonus for my time, a prorated bonus for my time last year working in professional services. So it was unexpected and definitely lovely to have. And with part of that, I went and purchased a new camera.
What'd you get?
I got a Sony A6400 mirrorless camera. So it still has the lenses, you know, you can still switch lenses, although I got like a 16-55mm. I definitely want to get like a wide angle, and I want to get a telephoto. A prime. Prime and a telephoto first. So I want to get a prime. One thing I haven't tried with it yet is taking the RAW files into Linux.
I have never shot RAW.
Yeah, I always shoot RAW. So, things I really, really like about this thing is it has a metric ton more focus points than my Nikon does. My Nikon's the base level Nikon. This is one level up from the base level of the Sony 6000 series. So the lowest one that they make still, I think they actually still make the 6000, but the 6100 I think is the newest one of the low end ones. So this is one level above that, and it has you can record 4K video and fill the card. The buffer is big enough to fill the card. So
is it 4K at 30 or 4K at 60?
I think it's 30. I have not looked further. Yeah. I think I might be able to do 60. I have to look at it. I haven't learned all the settings yet. I just figured out.
If you're shopping for this stuff and you want to do slow-mo, you want 4K at 60. So you
right. Down at least.
4K at 120.
Yeah, at least or 120. Yeah. Like that doesn't concern me as much with this. 30 is probably fine for this because I bought this more for shooting stills. Although if you look at my YouTube video I posted today, that was recorded on it in 30. I did color grade it a little bit because
Wait, Joel, you have a YouTube channel?
I do. Life in Ohio YouTube channel. I don't have a custom URL yet though, so I'll post it.
Flying Rich?
Yeah. And I don't think I'm eligible for monetization yet. Again, I was at one point, but then when they did that one calling, I lost my monetization. Not because of anything I did, I just lost my monetization because I didn't have enough content. But case.
And it's not a whole lot. I have 2,000 subs right now, and I'll get, you know, 40 to 50 bucks a month.
Yeah. So
I did a nice thumbnail, Joel.
Yep. I actually didn't do that. I didn't do any thumbnails. It must have just grabbed it right. But for slow mo work, I'll just use my pocket Osmo does that. It'll do up to 60. I think it does 60 frames. So it might do 122. I didn't really look because it's not something I don't do a lot of slow mo. So my cell will do slow mos. So so far though, I'm really liking it. I'm just learning how to use it. I did pick up some accessories. I found some not Sony branded batteries, but some other branded batteries that will fit it for like $20. And it had a desktop charger as well as two batteries in the package, so I have a total of 3 batteries, just like I have for my Nikon. So, I think on my short list, I'm gonna look for like a relatively long zoom. I almost bought a 6100 on Amazon, but the one thing I noticed about Amazon since this pandemic stuff hit is their ship times are not good anymore. Not like it used to be. It's rare to get 2 days. I think it's probably because I think they shut their actual Amazon delivery trucks down, although I still see them from time to time. But these batteries actually came via USPS today. So, but they're charged actually. I need to pull them off. But the nice thing with this charger and the batteries was that it was a USB-C. So I actually can probably charge my camera batteries off of one of my Anker, or actually not my Anker, I have a Rad Power USB-C battery. So I can probably charge these batteries off that. So that's kind of nice for when I'm out and about. So I need to get a bag. I want to get a smaller bag for it. I could just take my SLR stuff out of the bag I currently use for it and put it in there.
Joel,
but I'm looking for a smaller
bag.
I'm going
to send you some links. I got an SLR bag, and if you want it, it's yours. It's brand new. I just got
okay.
it.
I have to see how what the size is. I'm kind of looking for, definitely want something smaller, because that was one of the reasons
okay.
I
yeah,
went for a mirrorless. I that's why I went with the mirrorless, is I wanted something smaller, for when I travel, which I don't know when that's going to happen anymore. But because that's the one thing I didn't do. Well, that's the one thing I didn't do last week, is I didn't take my SLR with me, just because I just didn't want to drag it along, because it's fairly large. So this is, to be honest, this is not that much smaller, but it definitely is smaller, and the lenses are smaller too, which is also nice. I can carry even if I use the same bag, I could carry more glass with me. So and it's, the lenses are fairly reasonable. I think the telephoto I'm looking at, it's right around $350, which is, you know, sounds expensive, but in the grand scheme of things, you can get lenses that can cost $1,200. So like the longer zooms are going to cost
my
that.
Favorite story was, there was a particular Zeiss lens you could get. You'd get a free mm-hmm. carrying case and a VW Jetta.
Well, yeah, some of them, yeah, especially SLR lenses, those can get very large. But the 6100 I was combo pack I saw that I was looking at, and I tend not to want to buy the combo packs I see on Amazon, because 9 times out of 10 the accessories that are in that pack are pretty shit, you know. But one of the packages actually had a 400 to 800 telephoto, which is freaking long, you know. I looked at it further, and it was like some off-brand, which I don't care. I mean, that's, I have a off-brand prime on my, from a Nikon, that is nice to have. And the thing with the primes is that their f-stops so can take let you go in much less light. So it's kind of one of the reasons why a prime's on my short list. I want a prime, a telephoto, and I probably wouldn't mind a wide angle at some point. But so I'm actually glad I chose this, because one of the other things I was looking at the time was the GoPro Fusion. I don't know if it's Fusion Max or GoPro Max, but basically they brought out another iteration of their 360 camera. But then I thought, but what else could I do with that, you know? I guess I could just use one of the cameras on it too, you know, but I thought, no, I don't really want to buy something that's kind of like I wouldn't call it a unitasker, because it's not really a unitasker, but it's close to a unitasker, you know? So, but anywho. And then in the pre-show, I mentioned that I'm going to make a effort tomorrow to leave the house and meet there's a church that we helped start, and because of all this pandemic stuff, they want to finally make it so they can actually start streaming their services whether there's a pandemic or not. So I'm gonna meet with him, and I want to try and help him select. Well, first I want to look and see what they have, and I want to see what their setup is.
Can I ask you guys all a question? I think most of you guys work from home, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah.
So I got the word on working from home, and I have like an acre and a quarter, and I've got, you know,
you just work. You can work from Jupiter.
Right. Yeah. That's another story. So okay. I mean, I'm up. Like, they encourage us to get up and walk around. So I'll get up, I'll do a lap or two around the house, or I'll work in the garden a little bit and come back to my desk. Do you guys do that, or are you guys planted in the chair?
A lot of times I'm planted in the chair.
It depends. You know, sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. Like, one thing they've been doing, I actually have not my direct manager, but we, because we back each other up. Region wise, we kind of operate more or less as just one region, even though we're technically two. Anyway, we got a new manager in the East region, and she recently started doing like a happy hour kind of deal, which is kind of nice because it helps us get to know each other. But it also kind of gives you somebody to talk to. Probably more so nice for those who are working from home. We're not drinking. Because it's usually before 5 o'clock, you know. We have done that before, where my manager actually did that. He actually did some happy hours where basically we got on cam and if you drank, they poured themselves some wine or beer or some whiskey or something, you know. But I do actually force myself to get up, and most days. Unless it's been as crazy as it's been lately, I'll force myself to not eat lunch at my laptop. And, you know, sit out in the living room and eat it, or at the kitchen table and eat it. You know,
what's
look at my screen.
What's your work at home plan?
I usually make an effort to take a break like every 45 minutes to an hour, you know, just get up, walk around, let the dog out or something, or, you know, do a little side work like dishes or fold some laundry, and then I'll go back to work. I don't like to sit for long periods of time.
Yeah, I'll like drag the sprinkler around like every hour. I'll move it, something like that.
Right. Especially now when the weather's starting to get nice, I'd like to pop outside for a little bit, you know, help the wife with the garden or something like that. Mm-hmm. Now, so let me ask you guys this. For those of you who are now working from home on a regular basis, one of the things that's like, it's weird for me, and I've been working at home for a couple of years now, is that because my wife can't work now and the kids aren't going to school, like it.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I didn't think about your wife, right? Huh?
Yeah, it's weird because, like, they're all home and it feels like every day is either a weekend or a holiday. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, you know, when I get off of work, or tomorrow's, you know, it's like, oh, is tomorrow going to be Saturday? But no, it's only freaking Wednesday. And it feels like we should be on like vacation or something because everybody's home. I'm not used to it.
Right.
Yeah, like nothing's changed like for me, but everything's changed for them.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, that's true. Like my son is, he gets stir crazy if he can't do something. You know, which for me, I'm like, I don't have to be anywhere. I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to do anything. Sign me up. My son's the exact opposite.
Skylar went out and bought herself a puzzle. So she's
right. So I mean, I'm the exact, you know, he's the exact opposite. And since he closed all the bowling centers, I'm kind of screwed. So what I do find funny though is the pro. I have the pro shop at the one we used to bowl at, and then the one that the guy that used to run the pro shop there, he opened up one at one of the other bowling alleys. I think they're both staying kind of open. The one will just do like appointments, you know, to keep the numbers low. But you can't bowl. It's like, well, why do you want to go buy something right, a bowling ball right now? Because it's not like you can get drilled and then go out and bowl with it. You know, because everybody's closed, at least in Ohio anyway. So restaurants are closed too, except for delivery or carry out.
In like all of the gyms, not even the the chain gyms are all closed, but like this private gym, you know, it's not a franchise. It's just like a mom and pop type thing.
Close to, I guarantee you.
Where our trainer, she's got a key to the place, and the owner's like, yeah, no, we're closed. That's why she came to us last.
Right. Right. Yeah, my gym is doing like, Planet Fitness is doing like some online Facebook Live things, and I'm like, no, I, you know, I got enough to do around here with getting this flooring ready for my basement, so at least like, that was most of my workout. I just moved like a bookshelf out into the garage, and all the carpet was tore out, and the padding underneath that was all tore out. And then I had to pry up all the stupid tacks. So,
Joe, you go to the gym, right, on a regular basis, sometimes twice a day?
Sometimes, yeah.
So what are you doing now that you can't go to a gym?
I work out at home. That's all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a bench? What do you got set up?
Yeah, I got a Olympic weight bench out in the garage, and I've got a Gazelle.
The Tony's.
Yeah. And I have a desk peddler.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting, too. I never thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I got a crap ton of free weights.
I should get one of them desk peddlers because I could stick it under my desk and peddle while I'm working. So
get a good one.
Yep. Yeah, I definitely believe the quality on that one would be a big deal.
Yeah. Or at least
the ones that are just like, you know, a frame and a piece in the middle and pedals. Those fall apart after about 10 minutes.
That's what I figure. But I at least should actually start standing up for some of my meetings, because I do have a sit-stand desk, and 9 times out of 10, it's down. Of course, 9 times out of 10, I'm heads down working on stuff too. That's been today. So.
But yeah, we were talking about it earlier, and the quality of my workouts has definitely gone down because I don't have as much equipment
mm-hmm.
as a gym.
Right. Well, and that's kind of like I'm trying to focus on cardio. It's like when I did go from my walk, I basically walked from my house to church and back. According to Google Fit, which I turned on, I should have turned it on right before I left the house, but I didn't actually turn it on until I got to the end of the street. But according to Google Fit, that was 4.38 miles. So, and I did that in about an hour and a half. So, 21-something pace, 21 minutes per mile.
Yeah, but you can usually pick up the Gazelle used for $25.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up a decent peddler for $40. Now, the Olympic weight bench and the weights, that cost quite a bit more.
Right.
But, you know, you're paying for a lot of metal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, hey, does anybody know, did SpaceX crash the first stage?
I don't know. You probably saw it.
They cut video on the first stage, and then I was watching Everyday Astronaut this morning at 8:30.
I didn't know if they launched today or not. I didn't hear them talking about it at Lake Merion. Granted, but their homes in Lake Merion, the offices are all closed now. So, it was funny. Our VP must have been at the office because we had a cloud chat this morning that we were talking about COVID and some of the things that we're doing. And it looked like he was sitting in the office because I saw a whole bunch of glass and windows behind him that certainly didn't look like something your home. But now, granted, he's at a different pay grade than I, so maybe it was his home. I don't know. You know, but it certainly didn't look like most people's homes. So it looked more like our office than anything, but.
Yeah, I'm just looking at their Twitter feed, SpaceX. They don't mention the first stage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. So, and I've been warning my wife, too. You know, I've been working my butt off every night after work trying to get all the carpet and stuff tore out. So, my sister-in-law's brother is going to come do the vinyl flooring in the basement, maybe other parts too next week, but I'm telling her that I'm getting that feeling that probably before the weekend gets here or right at the start of the weekend that he may lock everybody up and say, you know, Monday, that's it, you gotta stay home. So I think one of the things I'm going to do after I meet up with my friend over at his church to talk about OBS with him, I'm going to probably make a pit stop at a grocery store and pick up a few more things just in case. But like I mentioned in the pre-show, most of the common places that you can get TP at are probably – you're probably not going to be able to find it, at least for – I don't know how long, but if you really run out and you really need to get some, check your local drugstore. They're probably more likely to have it.
You can make your own out of old T-shirts, right?
Or socks, right? All those socks you that you lost.
You run them through the washer. Little...
Ugh. I don't know if I'd want to do that, but...
You know, I was really hoping that because I went out Saturday and there wasn't any at Costco and Sunday there was, I was looking at the statistics on Google of people at Costco and it seemed to be less on Sunday. I was hoping there was like a minor run Saturday and then everybody got it out of their system and Sunday was back to normal or less because everybody prepped to the max and is done with that crap. But apparently not.
Yep. But... And I talked to the wife. We said after this is all over, one of the things that we're going to start doing is we're going to start putting us, you know, basically set up storeroom. Not I don't know where we'd put it right now, but basically set up some storage so that we could have better preparedness for ourselves as well as be able to help provide to those who can't when stuff like this happens, like snowstorms and stuff like that, which are far more common than pandemics, of course. But it happens. So it's like if, you know, I'm blessed enough now that I can probably still help people out, and I do. You know, like my father-in-law and his wife, they've been locked up. We can't go see them. He actually was sick, but he didn't have coronavirus, but the doctor told him that he didn't want anybody to visit them for the next 12 days. So, we're just not, at least until the end of this, we're not going to go over there and visit him. We'll just call him, you know, and if he needs something, what I'll probably do is I'll probably either just order Amazon Prime, Prime Now or something like that, and, Or if we go out and get it, just call him on the cell phone when we get there and say, hey, we're putting it on your step. Come get it and then leave because I don't want them to get sick. Definitely don't want them to get sick.
Oh, you know what, Joel? Here you go, man. I finally pulled out my Jide tablet the other day. Guess what?
Battery's dead.
Good news is it still works. Bad news is the screen got cracked. You can't really see it that well, like the crack in it. But I was like, oh man.
That sucks. Oh well.
Man. But it's still
weird. They got a video on our church's Facebook page. I got to finish watching. I want to see if we're... Well, I'm betting we're not going to have service this weekend. I know we were supposed to have a... the pastor that's going to be leaving here, our church in... I think he's taking all of June off. He starts preaching at his new church in July. But he and his family also basically would travel. In the past, they traveled before and sung at different churches and stuff. So they were going to sing this weekend at church service. So I bet you that's probably not happening now. So... And I told the pastor too. I says that if the person scheduled to do streaming can't do it, and you want to do what we did last weekend, I can do it. Because that's I think one of the things that we got to fight as a nation and ourselves through this. We know we have to do this, but guess what? We're all gonna get depressed at some point, because let's face it, those things that we do, going to the see a movie or going to the beach or going to church, those are the things that we really live for. We don't live to sit here and work in our homes. It's just so we can get a paycheck. You know, we work so that we can go do those fun things.
That's all that Rich lives for.
Right. He just loves to make money.
They're closing down shooting
ranges. Right. Oh, so, Joel, can't you just walk out your back door and shoot it?
Actually, I legally am allowed to.
Maybe set up a range in your backyard. But really freak the neighbors out.
I would definitely get a can. I don't want to piss my neighbors off.
And trust me, you don't. I know you don't.
Well, because most of my neighbors have bigger guns than me.
There you go. There you go. But have you guys had anything canceled that you were planning on going to, like shoots or anything?
Everything.
Okay. Yeah. I know. Murph was canceled, so I canceled the hotel room for that. And then before we got too much through the week, they canceled the Dayton Hamvention, which that was a big deal. It's a bigger deal than you think, because they out now. Murph said they might be postponing it and rescheduling it sometime in the summer. I basically told the folks, because they have a Discord that they had set up, and I went in there and say, well, see you guys, I'll try next year. And they're like, oh, but it's just... I'm like, yeah, but the time you're talking about it actually being, I have bunches of things I'm probably going to be doing. So I'm like, you know, I'd just rather not go this year, make next year even better. So...
I ain't counting on anything in the near future, so...
Oh, I ain't either, but...
distant future.
That's like my plan. I plan now, since I couldn't go to Hamvention or to Merv, I really want to try and go down to... it would be third year in a row for me, but I'd like to go down to the Southeast Linux Fest again, since you know, that's June. It could be done by then. I don't know. I hope it is, because I can't imagine having all this stuff closed around you for that long. You know, it might happen that way. I hope it doesn't. You know, I'm praying it doesn't, actually. Because I don't know about you, but I'm sitting here 3 days into this. They can't really go anywhere to go do stuff, and I'm stir crazy. It's bad, dude. It's bad.
Oh, are you kidding me? I got a four-wheel brake job to do on my Genesis. I got a power steering pump to do on the truck. Oil changes all around. I got work to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually one good point about that. there's no, we don't have a strict quarantine where we live, you know, so we can go out, like, and go to the grocery store and stuff like that. That's about it. I mean, the malls are technically still open too. They haven't closed the malls yet. Most retail hasn't, although there's been a lot of volunteer closures. Like, I think, not that it makes a difference to me, but I think I read somewhere that Victoria's Secret was not opening for a while. But there's a lot of retail that's making that decision. You know, most grocery stores are staying open, though. So, but I do think that one thing's probably going to happen for a lot of the stores, restaurants especially, that didn't have deals with Uber Eats or Grubhub or something like that. I bet you they got them now, because it's not like people can come and sit down and eat in a restaurant right now.
All right, guys, so, I'm going to blow this taco stand. You guys have a good evening.
Go be have fun with Dora.
Yeah, it is. Nah, no, about tonight. That time, isn't it?
I can't even see what time it is. It's almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's almost 10 o'clock. Dun, 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 dun.
The witching hour.
Still make a habit, though, of getting up at around 5, 5:30 to work out. Keeping that going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up my schedule because I was working out on my lunch break and... I gotta work it back into my schedule in the evenings.
What are your work? Are your work hours the same?
Yeah, my work hours are the same, but the gym at work's closed.
But the gym at your garage is open 24/7, baby.
That's
right. Right?
That's right.
That's a big benefit right there. But it does, you know, it sucks when you have to change your whole routine.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I feel your pain.
Is the RC up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to connect it. It's not always.
I see you connecting it. But,
did his internet connection go to crap?
Sounds like it.
Actually, no. I've got four different X-Chat windows open.
So, my birthday was on Monday.
Happy birthday.
And I was like saying to my wife, man, this is going to be the worst birthday I ever had because I know what's going to happen. I've been watching this thing come all the way around the world. And on my birthday, we're going to have the first confirmed case in my area, like in Hampton. But it didn't happen, and it hasn't happened yet here. It's happened in the towns around here, but not in Hampton. And so, like, for my birthday, my family got themselves the Disney Channel.
Oh, boy.
So, they've been watching that. I don't have time to watch it because I'm busy working.
So, you got Disney Plus, huh?
Yeah, that's what I mean. They got Disney Plus, not the Disney Channel. Disney Plus. So, I'm like...
Does it work on Linux?
You know, I didn't try. They were watching it on the PlayStation Roku. I don't know.
As far as I know, it still doesn't work on Linux unless you jump through quite a few hoops to make it happen.
You mean like as a native app or if you just go through the browser?
Through the browser.
That's a good question. I would have tried. I know Netflix does now.
Right. Netflix works through the browser, but evidently Disney... their DRM is much newer, so there really isn't anything for Linux yet.
That sucks.
Somebody has got it working, but I think it was a Wine workaround.
Wine. Hey, man, I got time to update all my systems on a regular basis now.
Yeah.
Damn. So you were at Jungle Gyms this weekend?
I did that last weekend, and it was so much fun. I'm going to have to make a solo trip because I know I could spend a couple hours in there easy. Got me some more Samyang noodles. The 1X Hot, the stew version, which is a little bit different. I made some of those for lunch once this week already. I might make them again tomorrow. They were good. I got some cheese curds when I was there, too. Cajun-flavored cheese curds. So basically cheese curds with some flavoring on the outside. It was pretty tasty. Some Louisiana Crystal hot sauce. And I got we got some cinnamon bread. That's already gone, though. And toilet paper. I got toilet paper at Jungle Gyms. They had it. But, and then, I got some Bang drinks too while I was there. But it's like, it's like picture your like Wegmans, but with more stuff, right? You know, it's like going to like a super Wegmans because they have so many different things. Big old beer and alcohol section and the best bathrooms ever. No, I'm kidding. It's just a bathroom. But I did. Did you see the picture of the sign?
Yes, I did.
They had that hanging in the store. But one thing that I noticed in their produce department. Guess what they had? And something I'll never buy. Durian,
yeah.
I'm like, no desire. I didn't look to see if they had like surstromming there. I bet you they probably do.
What?
Surstromming. Have you ever heard of that?
How's that? No.
It's fermented herring. It's like look for it on the on okay. YouTube, and you'll see people open it up. They usually end up trying to open it up submerged in water because the odor that comes from it is horrendous. But guess what? I bet you probably eat it. I bet you try it.
I don't know, man. I don't like potted fish. Like, it. I've tried to eat like.
Like sardines.
I'm not a big fan of sardines and anchovies. Like I'll use them for cooking, but I, for some reason, like the just like the oil and the that all together, it just I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah,
but I love they had fish.
Yep, they had a bunch of appliances. And one thing I could have looked for when I was there was a sous vide maker, a sous vide machine. That would have been nice, but they have that kind of stuff and coffee machines and stuff like that there. I wanted to look a little bit longer in a hot sauce, but I spotted the Louisiana Crystal hot sauce, which I know I like. That's just a good hot sauce, period. So I was kind of didn't really know. Yeah, it's one of those things where I probably could have picked four or five bottles of hot sauce. Was there to try, but just didn't. Oh, and they have other stuff there, like frozen gyoza that you can buy.
Okay.
Things like that, you know. Things that you just wouldn't find at your normal grocery stores. So, which is why I like the place so much. It's so fun. They have a butter bar too with all kinds of different butter.
what, goat and sheep?
I bet you they probably did have butter made from goat and sheep milk. I bet you they probably did have that. I know they
what
had goat cheese.
What constitutes a different butter? Like, what are you going to get at the butter bar?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. To me, you know, regular old butter's fine by me. Kerrygold butter is also very good. I've had that before. I actually will do the what they call the bulletproof coffee with the Kerrygold butter and the MCT oil in it. Well, Pat's gone. He's my coffee drinker. Dang it. I was going to ask him if he tried that. I know you're not a coffee drinker.
Well, you can ask him next week because we got to get going. I got to get going.
Yes, sir.
You guys stay safe. Stay safe.
You too.
Yep, yep.
Joe and Joel, the two left.
See ya.
You do, Linux Lugcast still going on?
Yeah.
But all this is good, good. Keep it, keep people happy with that. Keep,
that should be this weekend.
Yeah. First, wait, second and, no, wait, first
and third.
Third, first and third.
There you go.
Damn. This week is just, it's going so damn slow.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Dragon. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you here. Hopefully, well, we'll see you here next week. Stay safe and stay healthy. Here you go, your promos. Thank you.
Oh my God! It's Hacker
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hi, folks. This is Chatter. Jay Wisher, Haunty Magoo, 5150, and I have started a new podcast. Yeah, I know we should have gotten Brian Lunduke to do the voiceover, but he wanted a script, and none of us are any good at scripting language. Anyway, it's Linux Lugcast. We're at linuxlugcast.com, IRC channel, pound Linux Lugcast on Freenode. We record on the first and third Fridays of the month, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 0200 UTC. We talk about things we've tried, things we got to work, things we failed to get working, things we built, and things we broke. Email us at feedback@linuxlugcast.com, and if we don't know the answer, we'll just tell you to install Arch. That's a joke, son. But join us as we stifle the outcry of voices everywhere for another Linux podcast.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Excuse me.
Nice.
Yeah, buffet was unreal, man.
That's a great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah. The breakfast actually was my favorite one because they had a... It was interesting because they also... They didn't just have, like, your typical buffet stuff, although they had some of that. But they had things like quinoa and stuff like that on the buffet, which I never thought I'd see in a buffet, but... I didn't eat that because they had, like, these... Little waffles with bear, you know, paw prints, you know, little wolf prints on them. And they had this amazing banana caramel sauce. Oh, dude, I can just get a bowl of that and eat it. But it was a good time. Decent pizza for a place like that. But... And that was good. I didn't go near the dessert place. And they had Dunkin' Donuts in there. I did have a couple coffees when I was there from Dunkin' Donuts. But, okay. I'll talk to you later.
All right, man. Have a good one. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Stopping the recording.
Crazy. But if you're not going to let people go, you've got to do something.
Yep. But... Now, Monday after work, I walked 4 miles for my exercise. In the last couple days, I've been down there prepping the basement for the guy doing the flooring. It's pretty much there right now. I just got to sweep up and...
Yeah, all the gyms are closed.
Move some stuff. Yep, every one of them's closed here. Yep.
So I'm back to using my gym in the garage, but, you know, that's a little limiting.
Very limiting in most cases. With me, what's more important is the cardio, so.
Yeah, well, I'm doing more cardio.
You might have to put a little lube on that nipple.
Mm-hmm. Dan's got his sriracha's out, and he's been running outside, I bet.
Yeah.
Dan's been running outside for the past 10 years.
I know you have.
Yeah.
But
2 or 3 times a week at least.
Now I'm eating one of the churches that we helped start a while ago. Tomorrow night I'm going to meet him over at his church. They're trying to figure out how they can, what they need to do to stream their service from there. So I'm going to try and help them with that and set up OBS with them. Although I think he has to buy a camera yet. And I got to figure out, well, what kind of camera is going to work for him. I don't know. They're set up 100%, so. But I'm thinking, depending on what soundboard they have, OBS, as long as OBS can see that, and we might be able to just do it with a, because it's a small church, but it's like maybe a fifth of the size of ours, maybe very small. But Sunday, I was my week in the streaming booth, and since we didn't have an in-person church, a worship team and the pastor met, and we basically did service to an empty room to stream to people at home.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. But when I was on vacation, I found out I got a bonus based on my time with professional services last year. Might be the last bonus I get. So I bought something I can talk about on the show tonight. Bought a new camera.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Looks like everybody's getting a new camera but me. I got too much to pay for.
Until I can get more glass for this one, I'll still keep my other one because I got 3 lenses for it. And it does a pretty good job for still shots. But this new one is much better for video.
Yeah, I'm wondering if my dental appointment is going to get canceled.
That's a good question.
I would say yes.
I mean, it's not an emergency or anything, so I wouldn't be surprised if it did.
It's just a cleaning or something, yeah.
No, well, it is an extraction, but it's not like it's painful or anything.
So we got dirty teeth, hairy bushes, women with bad nails and bad dye jobs.
Can't fucking go outside, go to the gym to exercise, so I'm going to get fat.
Long hair. Condoms shortages, so there's a spike.
Rich is running late. Does anyone care?
Yeah, considering that I seriously doubt any of the barbers are going to be open for a while or that I want to go to them, I just might go to the old standby. Start shaving the head again.
There you go. I haven't even logged into my 401k. I don't even want to look.
I know, right? I'm scared to go look.
I pulled all my crap out way before all this shit hit.
Now, I am glad I pulled my stuff out of the state system when I left the state-run college. And I made one dumb decision and another good decision because I split it kept some so that we can fix some stuff around the house. This was like years ago, so it's already gone. And then the rest of it, I put it into a IRA. That was probably a good thing. But overall, we're doing all right. Had some more of them hot noodles there, Nano.
Oh yeah.
And this time I got the stew version where you put the and I got me some crystal hot sauce. The Louisiana Crystal. That's good stuff too.
I had some of my my pig today. It was good.
Oh yeah?
Breakfast well, sausage.
You made bacon too, right? Oh, sausage.
I haven't made the bacon yet. I have the bellies.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
That was a pig you bought, not one you hunted, right?
No, this is the one I killed.
Oh, okay, so it was a wild hog. Okay. Cool.
So you said you had breakfast, so did you make that yourself?
No, the place where the guy who prepared it and butchered it, he did it. It was good. It was seasoned. It was tasty. The kids liked it.
No, man. I bet you they loved it, didn't they?
But I can tell you one thing.
Sure as hell would have loved. That's
like, I stocked up on everything I need, like fuels and stuff, like barbecue baguettes, wood chips, gas to run a generator. I filled up all my propane tanks. I'm ready to roll, man. I'm good.
Do you have TP? That's the important.
I did buy it. We picked up what we bought like weeks before this happened. I saw this coming. You know, you see these people out in fucking Costco last weekend. Noobs.
Well, I usually do have some, and I skipped buying it when I was going to. I thought, oh, I'll just get it next week. But it wound up, we found some. We're all right. One of these days, I need
just
to
as long as it's not that Dollar General toilet paper, your ass—it's like sandpaper on your asshole.
Man, we actually have a selection. Just get a
bidet. Right, the bidet's probably going through the roofs at the sales.
Oh yeah, I bet you, because they're only like $25 for the cheap non-electric ones. But yeah, we were at Jungle Gyms, and I was a little embarrassed when she did it, but now I'm so glad she did. But we were walking through it, and we were walking past the paper aisle, and this guy was coming out with a cart full of toilet paper, and people were just grabbing it right off the cart. He didn't even get a chance to put it on the shelf. So we got two packs at that point. And then here's a tip for anybody listening to the pre-show. Check at like places you wouldn't normally get it at, like for example Walgreens or CVS. A lot of times they'll have it.
Home Depot had a lot of paper stuff. I went there to pick up a couple of gas tanks, and they had paper towels and toilet paper.
Now I just
and cleaners. It was in pretty good shape.
Wait, sometime between now and Saturday, I gotta go see if I can go to Lowe's and maybe Home Depot. I gotta get the underlayment that has to go under the vinyl flooring they're gonna put down there. I went to mine and they had like one pack left, and it's like I need more than one pack. And we gotta get the trim yet too. So that's the other thing I was doing down there this evening was pulling all the trim off the bottom of the baseboard as well. The carpet's all up and out now. And surprisingly, it wasn't really in that bad a shape other than just being really, really wore out and smelly from being in my house for 20 years. But other than that, I mean, it wasn't any black mold on it or anything like that from being drenched in water. What's funny though is And I gotta try and be a little quiet so she doesn't hear me. But my wife was like down there for 3 hours trying to pry up all those tack strips that you go around the edge of where they put carpet in. And I don't know why it took her 3 hours to get up when she got up, because I went down there and finished the rest in about 10 minutes. And I probably did more than she did.
She did the whole basement, and there was like a 1 foot strip that Joel had to pick up. I was like, I don't understand why it took so long.
She didn't do that much. I did actually more of that, to be honest. But she'll go down there and work 3 hours. I go down there and work an hour and a half, and she gets pissed off even though I got stuff done. And I'm like, just because I work better doesn't, you know, in a different way, doesn't mean that I did it wrong. Just because I didn't spend as long. But it's done. It's about ready. I just gotta go down there and sweep up the floor and clean up the... There's a bunch of dust and stuff right around the on the tile that's still in front of the fireplace. We're probably gonna keep that because we need something right there.
A towel in front of the fireplace.
Tile.
I thought you said a towel. I was like, a little dangerous, but okay.
Clean your taters out, dude. Clean your taters out. But you know, tile. We haven't picked anything that we want to put there. Besides, I probably couldn't get that up.
What you need to do is just have the rug go right into the fireplace, right?
No, we're not putting carpet down there. We're putting flooring.
Okay. So,
yeah. I'm not putting... In fact, eventually, all of the house will have that. But, and, you know, she has this expectation that he's going to come this weekend and do downstairs and the living room and our bedroom. And I'm like, that ain't happening, dear. That's not going to happen. First off, there's all that furniture in there. We got it, and he's probably gonna want it all out before you do that. Maybe. I'm actually, at least with some, like maybe the living room. If I get downstairs done, I'm happy. Right now, I don't care about the rest. We'll get it when we get it. That's it. That is, unless we get the lockdown from Governor DeWine, which we might. Let's start the show.
Dun 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 dun. Joel.
COVID Weekly.
Alright, let me here. Rich said he's running a little late.
Yeah, I saw his one with them. Well, actually, he actually didn't have his message, just in the subject like usual.
What's this world coming to?
Oh no. I had a Euro tonight for dinner and it was yummy.
Dun, 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 dun. All right.
Delivered for free from Uber Eats. Thank you to Uber Eats. And I'm not sponsored by them. Yeah, actually, at least I don't know if you're doing it where you're at, Dan, but up here is if it's a local place, they're not charging for delivery fees for them to help them out. Since that's the only way you can get food is either delivery or drive-through.
Or make it in your kitchen.
Or picking it up, yeah. I've done that this week too. Especially since I'm sure those restaurants are getting hit hard.
Hello. Oh, yes. Double checking the stream here.
And everything that I was going to go to this spring got canceled. Murph and Dayton Hamvention. I'm hoping to go to Southeast Linux Fest if it happens.
Yeah, my local lug got canceled.